Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Matt Wolf. Continue to speak with Matt, VP of Communications at Greater New Orleans, Inc., and Jerry Bologna, President and CEO of JEDCO. Jerry, welcome to the show.
Great to be on.
So, Jerry, you guys have embarked upon a new initiative called JP Passport. Tell us about it.
Well, Newell, we've been on the show a couple of times here recently talking about some great things happening in Jefferson, lots of ribbon cuttings and groundbreakings, but all this year we're celebrating Jefferson Parish's bicentennial. So in conjunction with Visit Jefferson Parish, even Matt over at GNO Inc. was part of this. We formed a business committee, and one of the things coming out of that was this parish passport, which is really a way for our businesses to engage in the celebration all year long. So our residents in Jefferson and around Jefferson can go on to jedco.org/JP200 and download the passport. It's mobile friendly, and visit area retailers all throughout Jefferson who are offering discounts. And these include restaurants and jewelry stores and airboat tours, all sorts of discounts throughout the parish. And we want more businesses to sign up so that more residents can enjoy the things that we enjoy throughout Jefferson.
And if folks are interested in taking advantage of JP Passport, how do they go about purchasing same?
It's no cost to anyone, but they can go to our website, jedco.org/JP200, and there they can download the passport. And our businesses or additional businesses that want to take advantage of the passport, they can also go to our website, jedco.org/JP200, to sign up their business.
So it's free and you get discounts. Why wouldn't you go to that website, right?
It's a win-win. And, you know, in addition to just enjoying the discounts, the users can check in at various businesses, encourage them to engage, and you get so many points for each time you visit one of those businesses, and then there'll be raffles and prizes throughout the year. In fact, first week of June, we'll be picking our first winner, which will receive some tickets to the parish's bicentennial ball, which is going to be on June 14th.
Yeah, that looks like I got an invitation the other day to that. Looks like it's going to be a great event and a number of people involved in it out at Lakeside Shopping Center to celebrate the bicentennial, and that's linked to the JP Passport as well, right?
Yeah, the bicentennial is being held at Lakeside Mall. That's sort of a non-traditional venue. Nobody else gets to enjoy that venue in that setting, but there'll be stages set up throughout the mall, bands playing, including national acts, and it's going to be another exciting way we celebrate the bicentennial.
Yeah, and the proceeds of that go to
the Jefferson Community Foundation.
And the Jefferson, if you would, for the benefit of the listening audience, describe what they do.
Well, that is our community foundation in Jefferson Parish, and they raise through philanthropic means funds, and they are a funder of a number of important projects throughout Jefferson Parish that deal with education and literacy and all sorts of different means.
Yeah. On this, continuing with this economic development, some exciting new offerings opening up in Jefferson Parish. Tell us about those.
Yeah, so, you know, last week we were celebrating that Gulf Coast Bank grand opening. This week at NOLA Motorsports, they officially opened the doors for their new offering, which is called Throttle and Swing. This is a new, really upscale mini golf concept, full course out there, but that goes in conjunction with their karting experience. So that's a great way for folks to have some fun this summer. Over in Kenner, we're celebrating the grand opening of Flying Dollies, ice cream and snowballs. So just more things keep opening in Jefferson, and we celebrate every one of them, small or large.
interesting about what's gone on out by Throttle and Swing. That's really become a whole entertainment destination complex unto itself, right?
So that's really adjacent to our Churchill Park, and since we've been there, you not only have the TPC course, you have the NOLA Motorsports, and then nearing the completion of construction is the John Ilario Sports Complex, which is going to be a great attraction for travel, baseball and softball and various sports that are going to drive a lot of traffic to that area. So that is really an entire sports destination. You also have the Ilario Center right out there. So a lot happening and a lot continuing to happen in that area.
Yeah. The Flying Dolly's ice cream, that was something that Jedco actually participated in by providing financing for a lot of small businesses. Jerry, I don't think they recognize that you guys offer guidance and assistance in that regard.
Yeah, we're fairly unique in that in terms of economic development organizations like ours. Not many of them have financing capacity, but we do. And we have a number of means through SBA loans, revolving loan funds that we control. But through those funds, we're able to fund a lot of startup businesses and entrepreneurial ideas. And we do that all day, every day. Lots of small businesses have gotten their start as a result of Jedco's financing. And Flying Dolly's is just one example of that, a small business that wouldn't have started were it not for our ability to finance the business.
Jerry, a little bit about state of the state. The other day, I was reading an article. Everybody was concerned about whether the additional stipend the stipend from the state was going to happen for the teachers. The local school board decided to put forward their own stipend in addition to that. And they reflected or they commented on the additional sales tax collections that had occurred in Jefferson Parish, which were greater than what they had anticipated or expected. And you don't hear that often. It's a good thing.
It is a good thing. I know last month when we received the collections that reflected Super Bowl, we had a large uptick over the previous year. This month, we just got the numbers, I believe, yesterday, and I haven't taken a full look at them, but I know we're up over the same month last year again. So retail continues to be strong in Jefferson Parish, and we're so reliant on sales tax that is a very good barometer of our success. As sales tax increases, it means our parish is doing well.
Yeah. You know, and Matt, I don't know if you want to opine on that. I don't know exactly what we're seeing as it relates to the city. Do you guys monitor that?
Not currently at the moment, but I mean, you know, that's something that we should probably be keeping a closer look at.
Yeah. I know that, you know, as the former tax collector, we used to send all of these agencies that sales tax report every month. And I guess, Jerry, you would say you find it helpful, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's a great indicator of how things are going, but it also helps us to formulate our strategic plan going forward, where we need to pay attention to, because those reports even break it down by taxing districts throughout the parish, so we know how various areas of the parish are performing as well. It's a great tool for us.
Yeah, so you can monitor Elmwood, you can monitor Avondale. I mean, each one of those, we can't get down to the granular retail outlet level because that's proprietary information. But when you look at regionally what something is doing, it gives you the opportunity to kind of look and see if it's both on the upside or on the decline, you know, begin to ask questions as to what's going on.
It's incredibly useful tool from that standpoint. We know what areas of the parish are performing well, where we need to pay special attention to, and that really helps guide our strategic plan.
So got a number of texts here wanting to know how to get that JP passport. You go to Jedco, JEDCO.org JP200, and you can sign up for that JP passport there for sure. Final thoughts, Jerry?
No, but thank you for having us on and telling the good news. We want all businesses to participate in that passport, sign up, and we want all of our residents to get out and support those businesses.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We will be right back after the break with Matt Wolf's final thoughts. Stay with us.